Yeah, massive influence with me. He was my idol growing up, and when I started to get a few games for the first team and train with him every day, he was one who would always talk to me, and as he does with all the young players there. I still keep in contact with him now. He's at QPR, and I know he's one of them people who, if I want advice, I can call him, and he'll be there for me whenever I want, so I'm looking forward to seeing him.
What advice has he given you previously? Any particular examples, Michael?
It's just when you're training every day, really. If you do something wrong, then he'll tell you what you need to do to him to make it better. And just I can learn things from him every day, the way he plays and the way he trains and the way he lives his life. So it's just little things, really. My first championship game for Leicester, I played against Bolton and I was marking Kevin Davis. And I think I won one header the whole game because he was just so much bigger and stronger than me. And the next day I was in for recovery and was on the bike next to Vidic, and I was just speaking to him about it, and obviously he's played against Davis before and dominated him in the air, so I just asked for a bit of advice, and yeah, he just spoke to me and gave me a few little bits, just telling me how you just need to maybe nudge him, give him a little push while the ball's in the air, and come from attacking from the side instead of from behind because he's so strong. So yeah, things like that really help.
And how useful has that sort of thing been this season, you know, the games you've played in last season when you were with Blackburn and Manchester United?
Yeah, I think I adapted pretty well, to be honest, after that first game, and I feel like now whoever I play against, I can be dominant in the air. I think I've learned that for myself as well as through other people, through experience. If you do get someone who's winning every header against you, you learn from it and you maybe drop off them and just let them win it and win the second ball, whereas if you think you can be dominant, you obviously go and try and win everyone, so you just got to take your pick on the day.
And your brother Will played for Queen's Park Rangers on loan last season. Have you spoken about QPR? Has he given you any sort of inside info on what you might expect at the weekend?
Yeah, I was at his last night, had dinner at his house, and I was asking him about some of their players, and yeah, he gave me a few bits of advice here and there. But yeah, I'll just have to wait and see what happens at the weekend. Obviously, they're great players, so anything can happen on the day.
How big a boost was it for the players to see yourselves out of the bottom three? Albeit only for 24 hours, but you were out of the bottom three.
Yeah, it just gives you that bit more belief and motivation. Obviously, that's where you want to be. At the minute, a few weeks ago, people were writing us off. So to see us out of the bottom three for even what was a short while is refreshing. And obviously, if we keep getting good results, winning and drawing, then hopefully we'll stay out of it for a bit longer.
How much easier has it been coming into a back four that has been playing well? You played the last two. Mm-hmm. The two previous games when you weren't in the side were also good results. How much has that made it easier for you to just slip into that centre-back role?
It's much easier to play when confidence is high. If you come in the team on the back of a heavy defeat, then obviously the team you don't really know what to expect. But coming off a few good results, you know, as I say, confidence is high and everyone's playing for each other because the belief's there. So, yeah, I've really enjoyed it. It's been tough at the same time, but it's been really enjoyable, and hopefully I can get a few more games.